Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
We are so excited to be here this morning discussing this topic. The spirit of man can only reach its ultimate potential if it is combined with the Holy Spirit of God. So that's something that we all should desire, to reach our ultimate potential. The thing that which God sent us in the earth to do, our purpose, our ultimate potential. Not just to be in our purpose, but to be thriving in our purpose, to be able to establish his kingdom, to be able to have heavenly influence here in the earth. So the spirit of man can only reach its ultimate potential if it is combined with the Holy Spirit of God. So we've been making the differentiation between the spirit of man that is within us, that God put in us when we were formed, when we were created, and the spirit of God. The spirit of God is where we must connect to the spirit of God. How do we do that? Through the spirit of man. So God has put this reservoir, this place within us to be filled with his spirit, to be able to make a connection on a spiritual level. And as we were going through the text, just the illustration came, when just like a car, there's this place for the gas to go. If you try to put something else in that place, yes, you'll be able to put water in it. Yes, you'll be able to put Kool-Aid in it. Yes, you'll be able to put any other liquid in it. But is the car going to reach its ultimate potential? And a lot of times we're trying to fill the spirit of man with natural things, natural pleasures, things of the world, and it cannot be quenched because that place is for the spirit of God in order to make everything else in our life work. We must be filled with the spirit of God, and God has given us the capacity by putting the spirit of man within us.
So it's so beautiful this morning, and we're just going to dive into it, you know. So let's open this Tuesday morning teaching from Romans chapter 8, verse 16. Romans chapter 8 and verse 16. I think we laid a foundation, and we hope that we did a good job on Monday laying the foundation and the distinction between the spirit of God and the spirit of man. And there is a difference between them both. Yes.
Romans chapter 8, verse 15. 16.
Yes.
The spirit of himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God.
Yeah. I'm going to go to 59, but you start because you see something there. Yeah, so 15 and 16, let's combine them.
For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry out, Abba Father. The spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. So our spirit is lowercase. So that's the spirit of man, which God put in man.
Yes.
And then the spirit himself, there in verse 16, is capitalized.
Yes.
So the spirit himself bears witness. That means that the spirit within us, the spirit of man, comes into agreement and bears witness with the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, alignment. Come on.
Yeah. And we cry out now through adoption, Abba Father. Abba Father. You know, I was hearing something on something. I was listening to a podcast the other day, and they said they were talking about having to pay child support on an adopted child.
Yes.
Because once you adopt that child, that is your child. That child has all the rights. That family has all the rights. So they were talking about that, but just reminded me of that here in the scripture. So we are adopted in to the family of God. So we are God's responsibility.
Yes. So now we know the connection that, and it gives us a clear cut understanding that we are children of God. Mm-hmm. It's not a feeling. Mm-hmm. It's not I hope so. It's that I know so. Because the Spirit of God bears what? Witness in me that I am a child of God. I'm now no longer outside of the family of God. I'm adapted into it. So now my spirit man come alive. My spirit man now comes alive. And now in tune with God and with what God is saying. So my spirit man now come alive. Because in the beginning, my spirit man was alive with God. That's the communication in the book of Genesis. God always, right, have communication with Adam and Eve. And the day that they sinned, the communication was broken. Okay? So there is that gap. There's that separation. And that's so we know what sin is. Sin is separate us from God. And so to come, when we come back to God, when we connect back by God's Holy Spirit, connect us back, then we become joint heir with him. Okay?
Yeah, because verse 17 says, and if children, then heirs.
Yes.
Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ.
Yes.
So we are heirs. If you are an heir to an estate, then you have full rights and access to the estate. You've inherited it, not by anything that you did, but because of who you are.
Yes.
The inheritance comes because of who you are. You don't earn an inheritance. It comes because of who you are. You're the heir, who you are. So we have to see who we are in Christ and allow that spirit of man that is within us, that God put within us, to be filled with the Holy Spirit of God, and then have a realization, a revelation of our inheritance to be able to operate in it. We've all heard the stories of people who have an inheritance waiting and they don't even know it.
Yeah.
And they live an inferior life. They live a life without. And then later on, they find out, the lawyer comes, we were trying to get a hold of you. You have this huge inheritance. Meanwhile, all along, it was theirs, but they didn't know.
Yes. So.
So basically, we are very, very rich. And if we measure our richness in God, we are very rich. I want to read 2 Corinthians 10, verses 3 and 4. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds. So what that's saying is that when things come up in life, we have to fight with the armor of God in the spirit and not carnally, because this is the only way to overcome the adversities in this life, if we put on the armor of God and not give in to our flesh.
So the battle that we war is not carnal. And it tells us, our warfare are not carnal. It is mighty in God for the pulling down of stronghold. So when we connect, our spirit connect with the Spirit of God, now we are strong. Now we are able to pull down stronghold. But in our flesh alone, we can't. We're going to fight it from the flesh. And when we fight from the flesh, we always, always become a loser. We are defeated. We fail.
Yeah.
So the battle cannot be won in the flesh. That's what I'm looking for. This battle here cannot be won in the flesh. It has to be won in the spirit.
In Romans chapter 8, starting at verse 5, it tells us, "For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit."
Spirit, yes.
"For to be carnally minded is death. To be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be. So then, those who are in the flesh cannot please God."
Impossible.
"So the spirit of man is the place that the Holy Spirit of God resides." That's the place that it can fill. It fills that place, that vessel within us. And a lot of times when people are caught up in destructive cycles and such, it's because they're searching for something to fill that part of them, the spirit of man.
Yes.
But the only thing that can fill it is the Spirit of God, because it was created to be filled with the Spirit of God.
Yes. And how beautiful, as you go down Romans chapter 8, and, you know, because I jump around. I pick that main scripture that I want to zero in, like on verse 16. But verse 16 was built off verse 1. Mm-hmm. It built all the way down to get to verse 16. So verse 16 is the meat of it. But the understanding of the whole thing is that you need to read the entirety, the Word of God. And it does not contradict. The Scripture doesn't contradict itself. It's always bear witness, one line upon line, precept upon precept. So every line of Scripture, every verse of Scripture just confirm. It's confirmation of the next verse, of the next verse, of the next verse. So, yes. "But if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give you life to your mortal body through the spirit who dwells in you." So we're going to continue this week to really work, because we say, go back to our main theme for the week here, the spirit of a man can only reach his ultimate potential if it is combined with the Holy Spirit of God. And then we'll look back on Wednesday, when we come back on Wednesday, we're going to look back at how it's reached, or it's going to reach its potential with God. Mm-hmm.
We have to have an awareness, especially right there in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, what Pastor Emily read, that we have the ability to cast down arguments in every high thing. We do not have to be ruled by our carnal mind and our flesh. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. "We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." Make Your Day Count. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.